Away we go. We're off and running on this Tuesday morning, March the 10th, 2020. 3/10/2020, coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. And we now live in Ohio, which as of yesterday, because of three known cases of the coronavirus, is under a state of emergency. Now, here's the thing. Now, it's very hard to talk about this because it's very serious and it's very important to people, and everybody seems to be talking about it and everybody's got an opinion on it, and our governor is breaking into television programs to keep us updated on this, and it's the number one news item in Ohio today, and a lot of other states are having the same issue. But here's what I don't understand. Okay, now, I understand we have three cases, but how many people live in Ohio? I know that in Marion County alone, we have about 65,000 people, and I understand that this spreads, but I'm not sure. I looked this up this morning because I really wasn't sure what a state of emergency is. Because that's what happened. We're under a state of emergency as of yesterday because of the coronavirus. Now, apparently, it just heightens agencies who are dealing with this sort of thing. They have more help, and they're paying better attention, and that's good because we do not want this to spread any further than it already has. But on the opposite side, does this cause panic? Because that's been the whole thing with this whole coronavirus. How do you deal with it without causing panic? Because when every newspaper in Ohio today says that there are three confirmed cases in Ohio and we are under a state of emergency, that's going to frighten a lot of people. And this is the thing with the news, which I don't... It's very tough because I think the governor had to tell people because people want to know, and he did bring a doctor with him to the press conference, so I think that was right. She filled us in on exactly what's going on and so forth with the coronavirus. But, you know, the newspapers and all the television stations, which repeat news over and over and over, run this as their main story. It's coronavirus central. We're talking about three cases. Now, I'm not saying it's not, that's a good thing. It's not a good thing that we have three cases. But I think we have to take a deep breath here, and I think we have to understand what a state of emergency is, and I think we have to trust in our healthcare providers and the people who are dealing with this, because ultimately we can't do anything about it. People are buying these masks. I saw a whole story about these masks. I think I brought this up last week, that the only thing the masks will do for you is if you are sick, it will not spread germs. That it will not protect you from anything, because the coronavirus virus is so small that it can enter your skin, I guess, is what my understanding was. And also, these masks that people buy, a lot of people buy the low-grade masks, which don't do anything at all. And if you get these masks wet at all, which I'm not even talking about wetting them, I'm talking about just, you know, the water that comes out of your mouth, saliva and so on and so forth, that these masks are no longer any good. And you can only use them once is what I've understood. So I think, you know, we've got to be a little more practical. But I know these masks are flying off the shelves. I know people are getting nervous. I know people are wiping down everything in the grocery store. When people go out, they've got their antibacterial soap. And maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. I'm not sure. I just hope that it's not causing what would be a huge panic for people that maybe we don't need. So that's that. Yeah, and I don't even know what to say about it, because I don't want to say that it's not important, because it is important, and it was important for the governor to come on television and say this, and to put Ohio under a state of emergency for those agencies. You know, that's very important. I think those agencies do have to be heightened. I just think when you see a headline that says Ohio under state of emergency, that panics a lot of people. And I don't know if we're at that point yet, because three people getting it, the population of Ohio is very large. We have 88 counties, and just in this county alone, Marion County, we have 65,000 people. So, you know, we hope it doesn't become more than three people. We hope that it doesn't go crazy nuts. We hope all of those sort of things. But I think we have to take this day by day and moment by moment and not overreact, because an overreaction to this is going to be bad. But that seemed to be the lead story on the internet sites and a lot of the newspapers today, and the television stations, and so on and so forth. Now, again, do what you have to do to feel safe. That's the point. Don't put yourself at any risk. But also, you know, we do have to lead our lives. We do have to go ahead and go forward and all those sort of things. We just have to do that. Three people. Remember that. Three people at this point. And nobody has died. Thank God. Nobody's died. It's just three people have tested positive for it. And I don't know. It's a virus. It's my understanding. It just represents itself as a really bad flu. And that gets worse. So I think we've got to be aware of that. And also, it's my understanding that, and I am not a doctor, but that it does not affect children and people with good immune systems as bad. That it's more of a threat to the elderly and people who have compromised immune systems, as most illnesses are. So we've got to understand that. And we've got not to panic, because if we panic, that's going to be worse than the cases of coronavirus. Do you know how many cases of the flu there are in Ohio every year? You know, hundreds, possibly even thousands. Now, people will say, well, the flu doesn't kill. Well, that's true. The flu doesn't kill. But at this point, the three cases of coronavirus, to my knowledge, have not killed anybody either. So we've just got to take a deep breath. State of emergency, yes, that's where we are. But the doctors are on it. Those agencies are being heightened. And I don't think, you know, staying away in the house and compromising your daily activities is necessarily going to be the best thing to do. I don't think it's there yet. Now, not to say it couldn't get there. It could. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? But I do think that we've got to be a little more what do I want to say? We've got to be a little more introspective when it comes to this thing. Because we're hearing coronavirus on the television all the time. Everybody, I mean, people are sending notes and things that events are going to be canceled in different states. And yes, things have been canceled. I don't know that they've canceled the Olympics yet, but they did talk about it. But you got to understand, the Olympics are in China. That's where it started. That's call. I can understand that. People in China have died from the coronavirus. A lot of people, is my understanding. So I can understand why you wouldn't want to do that, but, you know, I don't, there are baseball games going on now in this country right now. There are shows going on every weekend in theaters. There are comedy clubs that are operating constantly. And people, this is going on every day, every weekend. Nobody's canceling these events. People act as if all big events are being canceled. And unfortunately, this is the fake news thing again. People are putting out phony news that big events are being canceled, and it's causing panic in people. And you've got to stop that. Do you understand, less than a month ago, we had the Super Bowl? You know, less than a month ago, we had the Super Bowl, and football games were still going on. Nobody canceled them. And to my knowledge, nobody got the coronavirus at these events. And we had it going on back then as well. So take a deep breath, relax, and double check if you've got plans to go to a big event. People are putting out fake news. They are. Go to the company putting on the event. Don't pay attention to the internet. You've got to be fervent now, because people love a story like this. They love to mislead people, and that may be what's going on. So there you go. That's my soliloquy this morning on this whole coronavirus thing, because it's unfortunate the way it's manifesting itself right now. Now, should it turn into something awful? Yes, I'm with everybody, 100%. We need to stop it. We need to deal with it. We need to cancel events and do whatever needs to happen. But I don't know that we're there yet. I don't know that that has happened. And people die every day from a lot of things. That's all I know. People die in car crashes. People text and drive. I bet you more people texted and drove yesterday and were killed in Ohio than... Well, I know more people texted and drove yesterday than killed in Ohio than died from the coronavirus, because nobody has died from the coronavirus in Ohio. Nobody. None. We have 3 cases, but nobody has died as of yet. Okay, and some people are saying classes have been canceled. In-person classes. I don't know, this is what it is. I really don't know. Does anybody have any opinion on this? 740-383-9944. It's very strange. And again, some things are being canceled. I understand we're under a state of emergency in this state now, and that does cause things to happen. But what I don't understand is if, let's say, colleges are canceling in-person classes, elementary schools are still going on all over the state. High schools are still going on all over the state. People are still going to work all over the state in department stores, grocery stores, places of this nature. I don't understand. I don't get what's going on. Let's say they cancel classes. Okay, well, you didn't go to class. You probably didn't stay home all day either. So, did you go to the grocery store? Did you go to the department store? Did you go to the restaurant and eat? You know, I don't know. This is very strange to me, how this is being handled. And I hope the panic is not causing people to overreact. That's my main concern at this point. Do what needs to be done. Make sure everything is okay. Do what you have to do, but no, we're not quarantined at this point to our home. And I don't understand, I just don't understand the idea of canceling one thing when you're going to do five other things that are all in public. And you're going to run into more people in the grocery store than you ran into in your own class at school anyway. And why would you let the elementary schools and the high schools go on if you're canceling the college classes? I don't understand this. And were the college classes canceled? I don't know. There are so many fake stories out there. It's strange. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I would think that the places that you might not want to be are, if you're an older person, you might want to stay away from kids, little kids at this point, because little kids do carry a lot of germs, but they have a more developed immune system at this point. So maybe that's something you might want to do if you're fearful of this. If you have a compromised immune system, you might want to stay away from little kids. Maybe you don't go out and eat as much if you have a compromised immune system. I can understand that. I don't know. Have the classes at Ohio State, in-person classes at Ohio State, been canceled, or is that phony news? You know, I heard that this morning, but it very well could be phony news. I don't know. It just is very, very strange. And I'm sorry to have to go on about this so long this morning, but I don't get it after yesterday. Don't get it at all. Go ahead, caller.
Good day, Scott. Good day.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing okay. How are you?
Good. Are you talking about the China virus?
Well, it's called the coronavirus, but yes, I'm talking about the coronavirus, which started in China.
Right. Yeah, it's out of control. You know, I think the media is actually feeding that. I mean, yes, we have cases in Ohio now, cases in, I believe, probably like just about every state, probably, I'm sure. At least somebody probably be that. What you want to get me is when they use the word being investigated. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Here's
the word investigation.
Well, here's what I want to say, and I don't want to criticize anybody for this because I understand why people are upset, but I just got the word, and I was talking about it this morning. It is a real thing. It's in the Columbus Dispatch. Ohio State has suspended in-person classes because of the coronavirus, so they're doing virtual classes, but they're not doing in-person classes anymore through April the 20th. Now, here's what I don't understand. Okay, well, but here's what I don't understand. Now, you're telling me from March, what is today, March the 10th through April the 20th, that none of those kids are going to go to the grocery store, the department store, restaurants? They're not going to be out around people?
True.
I don't understand that. I really don't understand it.
Maybe because, because even if you're in the grocery store, you're sort of close environment with people.
Well, somebody are saying March 30th, but right here in the Columbus Dispatch, I'm looking at an article that was posted on the 9th. It says Ohio State is suspending in-person classes through the end of the month, and holding all university-sponsored international travel through April the 20th. So through the end of the month and international travel through the 20th. Yes, Ohio apparently is under a state of emergency now, but there have only been 3 cases, is my understanding. And nobody has died.
Are they confirmed now or no?
Yeah, yesterday they were confirmed by the governor that there are 3 cases, and he declared Ohio a state of emergency. But again, nobody's died. And, you know, there are 65,000 people in Marion County alone. We have 88 counties. 3 people is not a huge part of the population.
So, how is this virus? I mean, is it because people travel to the, you know, I mean, how is it getting so, I mean, how is it spread so fast? I mean, from China all the way to California, the cruise ship to...
Well, I don't think it is. I don't think it is, really. I think it's just because it's something different. Because if you think about it, like the flu, for example. You know, some years we have a bad year for the flu. Now, think about how many people get sick with the flu. It spreads very fast. And I think that's all that's happening here, is one person at some point gave it to somebody in this country, and we're getting cases in different states because people travel and people do things. It happens, but, you know, no more than the flu, no more than the common cold, no more than any of these other things that happen all the time.
Absolutely. It's
an upticked flu that could cause death. I mean, yes, it's a bad flu, but it's my understanding that the people who are at serious risk are the elderly and people with compromised immune systems. No, if you think you're sick with it, go to the doctor, go to the hospital. If you're sick, do that. But I think maybe a little less panic on this one is going to be a good thing.
I mean, I guess my question is how do you know if you have the, I mean, who's got people that low immune systems, or is an average person that is dying?
Well,
we don't know, right?
The average person can get it, and the doctor can do a test to see if you have it, but I think the fear is because they don't have something to treat it right now. And that's one of the big fears, is because they haven't developed a vaccination for it yet. And that's what is fearful to people. But if you think those college kids who aren't going to be going to class till the end of the month aren't going to be in the bars, I mean, let's be real.
Or what about people that are everyday work people? I mean, what are they going to do for that?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Are they going to let people work from home and the company pays for people to work from home? I don't understand.
I mean, get beyond that. Have they canceled the elementary schools? Have they canceled the high schools? Have they canceled the middle schools? No. Have the other colleges canceled? Not to my knowledge. There's more than one college in Ohio.
Is the grocery stores going to cancel?
No. No, in the department stores, the restaurants, nothing.
Right. So I think it is blowing stuff. I mean, yes, it is a scary flu, don't get me wrong. It's definitely, if you feel sick, go to the doctor and get checked out. But the SARS and all that, you know, if you had the big SARS, if people had the SARS, I mean, it's not as big. This is bigger than the SARS now, I guess. They said that more people are dying with this than SARS, or even the Black Plague. Remember the Black Plague back in the years ago. I think sometimes the media just blows it out of proportion.
Well, here's the thing about it, and this is my, I guess, point on it in general, is that, yes, take precaution, especially if you're elderly, if you have a bad immune system, if you start to feel sick, make an appointment with your doctor. If you can't get in, go to the emergency room, go to the urgent care, do whatever you have to do. But understand that, you know, you're going to have to lead your life, and you could get smashed by a dump truck pulling out of your driveway to go to the doctor. And I just, at this point, people are putting out word that big events are being canceled all over the country, and they're not. And here we are with this phony baloney news again that people are spreading, and, you know, they're confusing people, and that's got to stop.
But you know what they're probably relying on is when the governor closed down the Arnold Festival. You know, that's a big festival every year they do in Columbus. And that wouldn't cancel.
Well,
so
they're
probably going to cancel all the other things.
Yeah, but I think the reason that the Arnold was, and I understand what they did with the Arnold and closed it to spectators, is because people from all around the world come to compete at that event. That's not a strictly Ohio event. So if you've got people coming from China, if you've got people coming from Japan, if you've got people coming from Germany, you might be a little, because you don't want to bring the illness into the state. So that's why I think that was, and you've got people coming from other states. I mean, that's not just an Ohio event. So I understand that.
Yeah, isn't the flights are canceled out of the country? I don't think Japan and China and all those people can fly into the United States right now, right? Isn't that on hold right now?
I don't see. There you go. I don't know. People are saying all kinds. I don't think that's true though, because just like the Ohio State site just said, you know, they are suspending people who have traveled, but obviously people are still traveling.
Well, I don't think you can go to China right now. Even the. I mean, I'm not 100% sure. I'm just giving my opinion. I'm pretty sure because I know the imports. There's some of the import parts that are coming from China are stopped right now.
Well, I hear that Italy is on lockdown. I'm getting that word right now. I don't know why Italy. Maybe they've got a lot of cases there. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess just pay attention is the point, and this is one of those points where you're going to have to watch the 6:30 news on 4, 6, and 10 and not pay attention to the internet. Do not pay attention to the internet on this one.
No, the internet's not always right. Especially, I mean, people put stuff on Google and everything else all the time. But I'm saying now, I think the only way you can come back, I believe, is what I saw on the news. I mean, it's accurate news. I mean, I don't think Channel 10 and everybody's going to lie. Is they have to get quarantined for it, so it takes a long time for them to come back to the United States. So if you're leaving, like, Japan or China or something like that, you got to be quarantined for a while before they allow you to come back.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do, but I just am worried that with the governor yesterday declaring a state of emergency in Ohio because of these three cases, that's on every newspaper this morning, it's on every newscast today, it's all over the internet, and I think this is going to frighten people.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I think is very interesting? And it's not really interesting, it's kind of sad, really. Trying to figure out exactly how this case, how the case has gotten weak to the United States. I mean, obviously, this all started in China. Now, how in the world did the cases get leaked into the United States? Did somebody lie to the government, to the people saying, well, no, I was never, you know, I feel fine or whatever. I mean, somebody must have slipped through the loophole to bring the disease over here. You know what I mean? Or even on a cruise ship. I mean, look at the cruise ships right now. They're all locked down.
I don't know. I just, you know, it is what we are at the point where we're at now. And No. We're at the point where we're at now, but people are going to have to take a deep breath. And I understand people who have kids are nervous, and I understand people who have elderly parents and elderly grandparents are nervous. But just take a deep breath and do what they're telling you to do, and we'll be fine. We've went through these things before. We've went through swine flu. We've went through plagues. We've went through things in Ohio. We've went through terrible flus that were killing people. We've had bad times before. So just give it a minute. They'll develop a vaccine. There are doctors right now all over this country working on how to get a vaccination for this. So it's not going to be long. But the media creating a panic on this, I don't know, is the best way to help it.
Well, I'm sure, you know, just like anything else, I believe when it storms or whatever, or if they have a bad weather coming, I believe they're in cahoots for the storm.
Well, you know, you remember Ebola and bird flu, and
you're going to have that kind of stuff. It's how living life. I mean, yes, if you take care of yourself and try to do the best you can to have a good immune system. Your body has its own, fighting mechanism in the body to fight off some of this stuff. But yeah, if you're sick, and I can understand that people that are sick and panicking right now. I understand that. And hopefully they can come up with a vaccine real fast so people can get them done. Because it is scary when your immune system's down and you can't live in a bubble all your life, of course.
If you're sick, go America. To the doctor.
Yeah. It's America. You're going to have disease. I mean, it's just the way it goes.
I'll tell you, it's just...
There's going to be colds, there's going to be flu. I mean,
I don't know. It's just like bad weather. Every time we get bad weather, you know, you got somebody in the media out there with a raincoat on, hanging on to a lamppost, acting like it's the worst thing there ever was. People got to calm down.
Oh, yeah, TV, when they get ready to blow away on the hurricane or whatever.
Well, Charlie says this every day, that if you watch the Channel 6 national news at night with David Muir, ABC World News Tonight, every night they start the broadcast, we have a terrible storm brewing in this country. Well, now what? What? I mean, where are we? I'm going to start this show every morning. That'll save me on preparation. Every morning, I'm going to say, this is Scott Spears, and you're tuned into the Now program, and there is a terrible storm brewing somewhere in this country that we're going to keep an eye on. More information on that later on, and then never talk about it again.
Well, first of all, Scott, you guys need your breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news.
I don't know what's wrong. I, you know, do they not have enough to talk? There's enough to talk about in the world for 26 minutes every night without having some big storm. But you know what? They wouldn't be doing it if people weren't watching. So there you go.
That's right. People love to hear when the storm's going on or a tragedy or it's nothing good. It's always tragedy people like to watch.
So we don't. So,
that's why. That's why the reality TV shows are a hit right now, because people love tragedy.
That's true. And just so we're kind people today, I just, you know, we'll talk, we did that, and, you know, get checked is the best thing I can say. And yes, Ohio's under a state of emergency. That's the news story. Take it what you will, but understand it's three people. No, you know, it just means.
I should not go to work today. I think I should call my boss. And say, listen, Ohio's on a state of emergency. It's like a level 3. I cannot go to work today.
You know what it means? It means that these agencies that are dealing with this are just stepping it up. So, but yeah. that doesn't sound good. You know, you got to say state of emergency, which just panics people half to death.
Right, and like I said, I'm gonna leave you with this, and we can continue on to the next thing. But you know, when they use investigation on people, that's just ridiculous. Now, you don't use the word investigation. I mean, it sounds like they're a criminal.
Well, people will believe what they want to believe, and people will believe what is out there, and there are even some legitimate news sources now that are putting things out there that aren't necessarily true. So, you know what? Just do the best you can, believe what you can, and go forward with it. But when it comes to this, right now, with only 3 people and no deaths in Ohio, thank goodness, just go to the doctor if you feel sick. If you don't feel well, it is cold and flu season. Go to the doctor. Simple as that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we
don't create panic anymore on this. Oh, jeez. There's a storm brewing in the east. I feel it already.
It's called the China virus.
So, on that note, I told you we were going to talk about this morning, because yesterday I was talking about this video that was made for me over the weekend, very nice video on my career in broadcasting, and I certainly do appreciate the video. Now, here's the thing about the video. I talked about it a little bit yesterday. It was a very nice video. Somebody put it together. They did it very... Huh?
It ain't somebody.
I'm going to get to that in a second. But somebody put it together. It was very nice of them. I'm sure it took more work than they say it took, because they put music behind it. They dug pictures out. You saw the thing. It had to take a little bit of work, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I mean, probably, an hour, probably, maybe so.
Okay.
A little longer.
They did this nice act. They did it on the weekend on their own time, and I appreciated it, and I put it on the internet because a lot of people wanted to see it, and a lot of people commented. They were still commenting yesterday. A lot of people wanted to share it. A lot of people thought it was a very good video. Okay, here's the point now. The point of all that is that, and like I said, it was very heartfelt to me, because as I say, I think when somebody makes you a gift, it's so much better than buying you a gift. I like when people write in a card.
Yeah, I'm gonna make you a gift.
When people write in a card, when people write in a card, or they do something like that, I think it's very nice. I think that's a very uplifting thing to do. Okay. Now, all that being said, the reason I'm bringing this up is because when the person first sent me the video, they said, don't say that I did this. And so I did that every time that I talked about it, because I wanted to talk about it, because I thought it was a nice act. And when I posted it, I did want to say, you know, obviously I did not put it together, so I wanted to be honest in that particular way. Okay, so yesterday, I'm talking to the person who did it. I mean, I know who did it, obviously. I'm talking to the person who did it, and they said, you know, you can say my name. See, when people tell me not to say their name, I don't say their name, because I figure they don't want me talking about them. Because, you know, when you come on the air, that can be an invasion of people's privacy if you don't want it talked about. So, you know, I adhere to that rule. So, yesterday, I did get the okay that it is okay to say who did this video, and the person who did this video did not do it for credit, so that's not what this is all about, obviously, because the video was done over the weekend, and this is, you know, almost middle of the week now. So, the point is the person who did the video, which I can safely say this morning and announce without any problem, was Abby Crowman, who's been on this show many, many times, a good friend of mine now. I would say more than a co-worker, along with Michelle Whitaker, good friend, who's over running Stewart's Root Beer these days. But, you know, they're friends. They're good friends now, and I appreciate that she did that. And, you know, it's a nice act of friendship. So, there.
There you go. Well, Abby, I just want to say you did a wonderful job on the video. I watched it, and it is a great thing that you put together. Because it's always nice to put somebody's career together over the years that, you know, people do. I mean, you're well deserved. Honestly, you do some hard interviews over the years that some people don't want to do. And the reason why I say, I mean, I knew you for years. I probably knew you more than anybody that you know in your life, besides your mom. But
mom doesn't pay attention anyway to what I do, so you can't go by her.
No, but I've been there. I've been to some of the hard interviews that you, I mean, you ask questions some of the other people that don't want to ask. And
I'm nosy.
You don't blink an eye about it. You don't blink an eye about it. It's what's interesting.
Well, I'm nosy. I can say that.
It's questions that people want to know.
Well, I hope so.
And you ask, you know. A lot of people don't have the guts to ask those questions like you do.
Well, you know what? It's funny because when it comes to doing interviews, for some reason, I'm very brave when it comes to interviews. I'll ask you just about anything. But, you know, in my own life, I'm not that brave. You know, I mean, I don't have a lot of fear of a lot of, I don't have, you know, little fears. But there are certain things I would not do in life. But for some reason, in an interview, I'm very brave. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I think you get in that mode of yours. And you normally don't have as a matter of fact, you don't have any kind of notes. Yeah, but you have bulletins. What questions you want to ask, but you don't have like questions written down. You just they come off the top of your head.
Well, that's true, but only because the reason for that is because if I would sit down and write questions, it would hamper me because it, you know, if I sit down and talk to somebody and I say, okay, well, tell me about yourself, and they say something interesting, well, they might tell me something I don't know, and if they're telling me something I don't know, it might be more interesting than my next question, so I don't want to go to my next question. I want to ask them about that. So to me, the key to being a good interviewer is to listen.
That is true. you're right. You got to be a good listener, and you definitely got to be a good talker. Because if you're not a good talker or a listener, then you're not a good interviewer.
Yeah, I think that's right. But, you know, there have been good interviewers, though, better than me, and I appreciate them. But what I'm saying is Abby... Barbara Walters, Mike Wallace were all great interviewers, Larry King. But what I'm saying is that what Abby did was above and beyond the call of duty because she didn't have to do it. And yet she did it anyway. And that's the type of kindness that she has. And I really appreciate that because it's something I would have never done. I would have never put that together. You know, I don't know why. You just don't think to do that for yourself. But they both are very, very nice people. I mean, the other night, Michelle brought me a chicken sandwich and a root beer float. You know, they're just nice people. So,
you know, they got you so spoiled.
I know. It's a thing, isn't it?
Oh, man. Spoiled.
Well.
But you know what? I didn't want to go back to the root beer stand because that was delicious that night.
Yes, we did have a lot of fun over at the root beer stand. You know, and today is an awful weather day. So, you know, I guess if people want some good food, they can... head on over to the root beer stand. And again, we don't get any money for that. We're not getting paid.
Yeah, don't freak out, guys.
That's right. No
emails, no calls, no emails.
No money coming my way for that. But no, so basically I say thank you to her for doing that, and now that I was allowed to mention her by name, I'm glad I was able to do that. And because I do think that somebody who does something that nice and acts in that way deserves the credit. So there you go.
Yeah, that's right. Well, very good job, Abby. Very good.
That's
nice
right.
Video. Well, I hate to jump off here, Scott, but, you know, duty calls, and I got to go pay some bills today, and it was a nice chat this morning. And again, people, if you feel sick, just go get that test.
That's right. Go to the doctor.
All right. Talk to you later. I hope you have a good, nice, rainy day.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Well, there we go, 56 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have anything to say about that particular conversation about the coronavirus this morning, which is pretty much eating up the whole hour, or the little soliloquy there on the video? Now, I do want to mention this. We have tickets for the big Five Nights on Campus event coming up this Thursday, March the 12th, 7:30 p.m. It's Bettman and Halpin. Now, these tickets were given to us by the Marion Community Credit Union, so we thank the Marion Community Credit Union for this. But Bettman and Halpin was here in Marion, I think, 5 years ago. And they came on the radio with me back then, and it's a guy and a girl. And they do very good music. I'm not sure what you would call the music, to be honest with you, but you can understand it. It's fun music. It's, I don't want to say Celtic. I don't think it's Celtic, but it's just good music. So there's a concert going on at Ohio State on Thursday night at 7:30, March the 12th, Bettman and Halpin, part of the Five Night series at OSUM, and, we've got some tickets to give away, courtesy of the Marion Community Credit Union. So we appreciate that. That would be a concert well worth going to. Now, on that particular note, we'll be giving away some of these tickets next hour. And we may have a special guest next hour. I don't know if we will or not, so you have to stick with us. But you know the big show, Dancing with the Stars? You know, Dancing with the Stars? I can't say that I've ever watched it, but I've heard back from people who have that it's a very popular show. There is somebody who is a good friend of this show who is trying to get on Dancing with the Stars. Did you know about that? There is a person who's very friendly on this show who's trying to get on Dancing with the Stars. Now, this person is supposed to call in this morning, and tell us about this. But I don't know if they will. It was kind of an impromptu thing. I was talking to him last night. I heard about this Dancing with the Stars thing, and I thought, hey, we need to talk about that. They said they would call in. I know they keep busy schedules, so it's not really a formal thing, but we might have them calling in next hour to find out about Dancing with the Stars. You know what? I'm getting messages here from Michelle and Abby that they should be on Dancing with the Stars. I've never seen either one of them dance. Now, I would pay money for that. I've heard them sing, to be honest with you, and that was... I know you say all this nice stuff, and then you have to say this. I've heard them both sing, and you know what? I have a clip of them singing, and maybe tomorrow I'll get that clip out and let you listen to them singing. Oh, my. You know, that right there, I won't say anymore. But the singing, we might have to play... on the air. But I've never seen them dance. I don't know what kind of dance they do. Are they hip-hop? Are they... Because Dancing with the Stars, they do kind of ball... Everything from ballroom to hip-hop. I don't know what Abby and Michelle do. So maybe we'll find out during the break what kind of dancing they do. And we'll come back. We might have a guy, there you got a hint, Dancing with the Stars bound. We might give away, I know we're going to give away some Bettman and Halpin tickets. We're going to find out about Abby and Michelle's dancing. Boy, we've got more to talk about. Don't go anywhere. Only an hour left here, right after news, weather, and everything else here on WWGH Radio.
LP Marion, Ohio, the place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents have had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not.